Gordon Mays is on 95.3 The Bull.
Hey, it's Jordan.
Jordan Davis, what's up, brother? How are you?
Doing great. How you doing?
I know that you've played some shows already, so you've already cracked the seal, but we haven't had a live concert in, 7 months. I think you're about to unkink a hose that we may not be able to get back.
I'm ready to unkink it, man.
How you been, man? How has all this time been off?
It's been great. It's been, obviously the first couple months were like much needed. We've spent a ton of time on the road. Last 3 years, I feel like we've been pushing 250 days a year. And so that kind of unexpected, pause was great. I, at the time, I had my daughter, and I was able to see a lot of those, get to spend a lot of time with her that I wasn't going to be able to have if we would have been, consistently touring.
Was there a point for you where it went from being like, hey, this is going to be all right, to, oh no, this sucks?
Yeah. I mean, I think, once we got to, our tours had been canceled and dates were getting moved into 2021. And, my band guys were just kind of like, hey man, what's the deal? That's when you're kind of like, because you are, when you break it down to it, we get paid to play shows. And, that went away, and it didn't just go away for me. It went away for my crew and my band. So you kind of start worrying about them, and, it was tough for a little bit, but, we just try to find ways to find them work. Luckily these drive-in shows are coming back, and we're able to get a few paychecks over to them.
Yeah, that's cool. And I got to say, man, the dad hat looks good on you. What a blessing, right?
Yeah, man, it's been the coolest. I mean, it's just a total world change. Your mentality, your outlook on the world, everything changes the second they show up. And it's been just an absolute amazing thing to be at home and get to spend so much time with her.
Yeah, and we talk about that all the time of like, it's so weird that you think you are this guy, and then this little thing shows up and you do nothing, and all of a sudden you're changed instantly.
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, you're just in the room.
Yeah.
Us guys, we got it. We just sit there, and then all of a sudden, our daughter or our son is just placed in our arms, and it is, man. It's just it's an absolute feeling that it is so hard to describe.
Yeah.
I just tell people all the time, it's like, man, you just can't experience it.
Yeah, totally. What's funny is you calling right now. I'm trying out this new. We're having another baby. We have a 7-year-old, and then we have another one on the way. And the first one, we didn't, we just use regular monitors and that sort of stuff. But now, since technology has advanced, I got all these video monitors and stuff. I'm concerned that I'm going to be completely obsessed with watching these video monitors all the time. So I tried it out. I set it up last night, and I'm watching my dog today to just see how my mental state is of watching something. Do you guys have all those video monitors?
Oh, dude, we have monitors all over the house. It's and the creepiest one is the one that hangs over her crib. Because, like, I'm just like you, dude. I like, if I'm bored, when I used to go to Instagram, just to kill time, I'm just clicking on, I'm going to see what's going on at the house. So I, click on a video, and Eloise is playing in the playroom or doing something. But I checked on her one night. It was, 3:30. I woke up. I was like, man, I'm just going to check on the girl, see how she's sleeping. And she's standing up in her crib looking at the camera, just, running. It was like a scene out of Paranormal Activity. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
unsubscribe.
I'm out. Close the app so fast.
I mean, that's got to be good for someone that is on the road quite a bit, obviously this year excluded, but this weekend coming up, you'll be able to check in back home if the kiddos aren't coming with you.
Yeah, I mean nowadays, they got them to where you can even talk to them. So when my wife's in there putting Eloise down, if I'm on the app, I can, get on there and send her a message, tell her good night, check in. I mean, technology is, it's an amazing thing.
It is. Obviously, you're going to be up here this weekend for Halloween. Do you guys do Halloween at the house? Do you do it up?
Yeah, man. We have a cool little neighborhood here in Nashville that we get a lot of trick-or-treaters in. This is Eloise's first Halloween. This is her last first thing because, she's born in November. So, she's experienced all the Halloween or all the holidays, but this is the last first. So, we're going to dress up as a sheep. I'm going to be a shepherd, and we're going to go try to be as safe as we can and at least let her experience one.
Yeah. I think so many parents are in that position. And well, here's hoping that you try out the costume this weekend.
Yeah. I might be playing my show in my Shepherd.
I love it. That'd be pretty cool. A drive-in show this Friday, the Now Arena parking lot, of course, with all of our buddies, Chris Jansen, going to play that show as well. Some tickets still available. TheBullRockford.com has all the details. What are we in for from a otherwise pretty energetic set? We've seen you a bunch of times out here. How does it translate down to the acoustic stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we still try to bring just as much energy on the songs that everybody knows. Yeah, obviously, we're going to play all the singles, but you know, I've been working on a lot of new stuff, so we're going to play a lot of new songs. You know, and like for us, it's fun to kind of strip it down. I'm just bringing my buddy, my guitar player, Dylan. So it'll just be us two up there and get to tell a little story behind the song. It's a cool little change of pace. So I'm excited.
Awesome, man. We are too. We'll see you this Friday, brother.
Awesome. Thank y'all.
Yep. See ya.